On the show today, we have Glatt Consulting's Tom Glatt giving us the latest credit union health score update. You can't miss this one, so check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, I have my twin brother, Mr. Thomas Glatt. I think my mom called your mom to wear the same shirt today, so congratulations, Tom.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's good to know that somebody else in the world doesn't dress themselves, so pleased about that.
I need all the help I can get. Hey, speaking of help, how are you guys? You're on the East Coast in North Carolina. I want to talk a little weather here for a second, because you're right on the coast in North Carolina. You were right above Irma, and obviously we all heard about Harvey, but now there's Jose coming up the coast where you guys are. Are you guys in any danger or anything like that, or what's the status there?
That one, I think Jose is staying offshore.
Oh, okay.
So perhaps bad news later on for New York and New Jersey from what I've heard. Hopefully it'll weaken as it gets up that way. But for us, it's pushing the surf up. So the report I read was 7 to 9.
Whoa.
So I might need to get out there after this broadcast is done. I'll give you a firsthand account.
Please do.
This time of year, you keep track of those hurricanes. I'll take them over the earthquakes that you guys get in Southern California.
Yeah, you just never know when those things are going to pop up. That's the real scary thing about those things. You can't watch them. You can't watch them on the satellites tracking across the Atlantic.
That's right.
They just happen when they want to. All right. Well, I'm glad you guys are safe and sound over there, and go out and get some surf later today. And but we're talking about your latest credit union health score update. Mm-hmm. What's the latest coming from the latest quarter here? Any news to report?
You know, it still remains good news. I think there are some areas that I would consider cause for concern just when we think of the long-term health of the credit union community.
Yeah.
But every time I come on, I think I've told you, hey, this is another good quarter, year-over-year performance improvement in health. And I'm concerned that, given this, we won't be able to sustain that. But it sure looks like credit unions are still at the top of their game. I think we're looking now... At the 14th straight quarter of year-over-year improvements. So that's when I've gone back and looked at the kind of the historical calculation of our score, recalculating back to 94, I guess, this is probably the longest sustained period of improved health we've had, give or take a quarter or two in that time frame. So it looks really good for the credit union community. It's great to see.
God, 14 quarter. I mean, is this unprecedented? Has this ever happened before? I mean, maybe back in the 70s or something. I don't know. But
yeah, maybe probably in the 70s.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we don't have data from back in the day. So I'd love to see what we look like now compared to then, just in terms of credit union health. It looks really good. When we do planning, we use the health score to kind of provide context for where the industry is and then how to help credit unions think about strategy. And just the poor health that we had in the recession and coming out of that and the influence, negative influence on credit unions, mm-hmm. to see that having gone away like it has and to see us performing where we are is really gratifying.
Yeah, it's amazing. The rebound we have had is just phenomenal. Because, I mean, you mm-hmm. remember back in 2008, 9, even 10, probably going into 11, we were all just kind of deers caught in the headlights, like, what the heck is going on? And now here we are on the total flip side, just like, man, we are just rocking and rolling. And we're just hoping and praying that this keeps going.
That's right.
Very cool stuff. Now, that said, I mean, so with 14 quarter, I mean, do you see this continuing? I mean, can we withstand, or I think withstand is probably the wrong term. Can we continue this rate of performance? Because it's, again, it might be unprecedented. So this is pretty cool stuff.
I think we can, but it's going to require a couple of things.
Okay.
One, unfortunately, will be the continued consolidation of the credit union community. There are still, nearly 2,000 credit unions that I would consider of poor health. That doesn't mean they're on the verge of failure necessarily, but they're not doing things that would ensure their survivability over the next few years. So long as we are continuing to kind of weed out those credit unions that are unhealthy and are pulling the score down through mergers or conservatorships or what have you, then I think we'll see at least stability in the good scores that we have. A couple other things that I think might help us contribute to positive health. Membership growth has historically been one of our lower scores in our model. So we score membership growth for credit unions. So anyway, we just don't grow membership that easily because of field of membership limitations and certainly the consumer kind of understanding of what credit unions are in terms of other banking alternatives. But since our membership score is so low that anything above that's room, it just is contributes to a greater likelihood of improving health overall. So that's one thing. The second thing related to membership growth is that we are now, I think, seeing growth. And let me see. We've had 13 straight quarters of improving scores and membership growth. And we've had pockets of membership growth here and there over the last 15 years. Right. But I think this change that we've seen recently is a direct relationship to a more intentional strategy in the credit union community for marketing and business development. So in other words, I think our past growth in membership has kind of been almost by accident, if you will, as compared to intentional strategy today. So I think we can sustain good health, to answer your question, if we continue to push hard on that membership growth number and convert those new members to full-fledged members that are taking advantage of all of our products and services.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it has a lot to do with the advocacy that we're doing, the consistent advocacy, the technology kind of leveling the playing field has a lot to do with that as well. And then obviously just the great service that credit unions provide out there. So I think there's kind of a threefold, there's probably more aspects to that growth, but I think those are probably the top three or even, you know, somewhere up there. So yeah, I think there's a lot of that going on.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was talking with somebody this past week. We were saying, you know, that for years we've talked about wanting a national branding campaign for credit unions. And there's been all kinds of arguments for and against that, but we haven't really had one that materialized in such a way that we've seen with Navy Federal Credit Union's advertising strategy. So if you think about a national campaign, you know, I think we're all benefiting in some way, shape, and form from what Navy's doing because they are bringing the idea of credit unions front and center to Monday Night Football audiences and the Super Bowl. And I imagine we'll see them on, you know, World Series programming or commercials. So that kind of effort, that strategy, and we'll throw Pentagon Federal in there as well. You know, say what you will about large credit unions and how they're influencing the marketplace, but maybe there's a benefit for credit unions overall to see big players out there advertising nationally. I think that can help.
Yeah, they're kind of doing it for us, for the rest of us. So yeah, I think that same thing. Every time I see a Navy Federal commercial on some big, huge sporting event, I'm like, hey, that's great news for us. Thanks, Navy.
You know, that's right.
You guys rock. And the same thing around here, at least in San Diego. I don't know about your neck of the woods, but I mean, I still listen to the radio every now and then, but like four of the top credit unions here in San Diego, they all have commercials consistently on the radio, the very popular radio stations here. So, I mean, so I'm constantly hearing credit union commercial after credit. And it's not just one, it's like four of the biggest credit unions here in San Diego that are making their themselves very, very aware with the audience here in San Diego. So it may be happening. Hopefully it's happening nationwide as well, kind of complementing what Navy is doing on a local level. So that could be it as well. But I mean, I think that's a whole nother show, but it's just kind of cool to talk about. Yeah. Next question though, is anything interesting? Did anything surprise you or anything interesting in the latest findings?
A couple things. One specifically for the scores overall. We are seeing continued pressure in charge-offs. So we've had really good loan growth, really good penetration in our borrower base, loan relationships. You know, all of that's been strong over the last few years. But I do think that, you know, anytime you go out and you make loans, particularly if you make loans with more aggression and a desire to increase your market share, the consequences, you'll see charge-offs eventually grow just because you're going to make some mistakes in the underwriting process or you'll suffer the influences of job changes and what have you in the membership base. So one, two, three, four, five. This is the sixth quarter in a row we've seen declining scores and charge-offs. Now, it doesn't mean we have a problem. But it is interesting to see that begin to show itself as a trend.
Mm-hmm.
If we continue to go down that path, of course, then I think we'll see even greater pressure on earnings and perhaps along with our asset growth that we're seeing some continued pressure on net worth. But we're strong in net worth, so I'm not too worried about it. But again, you go back and you look and say, okay, make sure you're well provisioned for the risk you're taking on.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. No doubt.
The other thing that I, you know, it's always a surprise if you when you see a small credit union show up in the top four.
Yeah.
Of all credit unions, so I'll give you the top four ranking as of the second quarter call report data. Redwood Credit Union in Santa Rosa, California, mm-hmm. top spot. They're routinely healthy, very strong credit union, very competitive too in the Bay Area up there, outside the Bay Area in Northern California.
Right.
Eastman at so Redwood's $3.5 billion, Eastman's $3.9, almost $4 billion in Tennessee. Whatcom and Bellingham, $1.4 billion in assets, all very good. But number four is this credit union called Churchill County in Fallon, Nevada. $45 million in assets, 2,400 members, four employees and one branch, and they score very well. And I think that stories like this are a testament to credit unions sticking with what they know. And yeah. It doesn't mean you can't expand products and services, but when you do, mm-hmm. develop an expertise and execute at the top end of the realm of performance. This credit union has car loans, they've got unsecured loans, they've got signature loans, RV loans, and they've got savings accounts. They're not out there doing anything more than that, mm-hmm. but what they do is apparently well received by the membership because they're awesome. Also growing members, profitable, and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you hear are not possible at smaller credit unions. I think they show that they are. So that's a surprise.
Sounds like they're bucking the trend is what sounds like, and they're doing a very good job. So that could be an example for other smaller credit unions out there as well. It's like, hey, this is what you can do.
You know, sometimes I think when you're a smaller credit union, the belief is to push harder in product and service development. But it may be that the answer is just the opposite, to pull back to core products that you can execute well and develop maybe some advantage in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying, again, that you don't want to expand products and services, but if you're doing more than you can sustainably carry out, then perhaps you're adding too much cost, overhead, and complexity.
Yep.
That detracts from your ability to live healthily for your members' benefit.
Indeed, indeed. All right, last question for you, sir, because I'm sure you got a lot to do on your plate. So what's next for the health score analysis going into 2018? How do all these numbers kind of reflect, and how are they going to impact 2018? Do you see more of the same, or is there, because there are some people saying, hey, there might be a minor recession in 2018 in the latter quarters, just kind of, you know, speculating, but I don't know. What do you see going into 2018?
Yeah, well, that economic downturn speculation, that's what it is. You know, we don't know for sure what the future would look like.
Right.
So I would say that right now for 2018, the fact that we enter that year, not quite yet, but as we enter that year, we'll be entering on a very good, stable
yeah.
base of strength.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I would say, as compared where we are right now to where we were pre last Great Recession, we're in a much better place. I think our capital position is strong. Our allowance for loan loss accounts are mm-hmm. sufficiently funded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are improving in our efficiency, meaning we spend money that actually delivers some economic value, either in the form of deeper member relationships or income or both of those things.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my concern too is that as we've grown so much in loans over the last few years or deepened those lending relationships, there's always the concern that those that we're taking the most risk on would be first to fall if there is some recession. And we've done a little bit more of that kind of deeper lending in lower risk tiers. So
mm-hmm.
If we see a downturn in 2018, I would certainly expect to see our health decline a little bit based on increasing charge-offs. But I wouldn't look at it as kind of that situation of dire concern and
yeah.
panic like we saw when the recession
yeah.
really started to accelerate last time.
Okay, so it sounds like full steam ahead. And keep your foot on that accelerator, especially when times are good, man. Don't let up. Keep forging ahead, definitely.
Yeah, but I would say don't live like there's no tomorrow. So be cautious and concerned about the future, as you said. You know, make sure that if there are warning signs, you're listening to them, and mm-hmm. just making sure that you're adequately prepared yep. or reserved against risk.
Indeed, good words to live by, Mr. Tom Glatt. Thank you so much, sir. As always, thanks for
Welcome.
Coming on the program, giving us all this mighty fine information. Always appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And, you know, I'll do my best next time to coordinate, you know, the our garments, but we'll try better next time. All right.
Yeah, Don. No kidding. It's funny. I honestly thought, well, I'll wear just a light blue shirt. And I went, oh, never mind. Mike always wears a light blue shirt. So I went with the checks, and here we go.
That's right. All right. We'll see what happens next time. All right, Tom. Yeah. Thanks again. Appreciate the time. Keep up the good work. All right, sir.
You too. Thank you.
All right. And go surfing. All right. Goodness.
I will.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.